Who knows? Any no cursing here. No profanity. No cursing. Ushers, throw those profane people out. Tennessee Temple sounds like a Jewish synagogue. Tennessee Temple. Okay, we're not here this morning to promote Hiles Anderson. We're not here to tell you that Hiles Anderson is the best college in the world. Hold it, no, hold it. We're not magnifying Hiles Anderson College this morning. Hiles Anderson College is not the purpose of our discussion. We'll scarcely mention Hiles Anderson College as we discuss the colleges this morning, because we don't want to make you think we're rubbing Hiles Anderson College in. We feel like Hiles Anderson College should not be emphasized this morning here, and that's why Hiles Anderson College will not be mentioned a great deal from this platform, because we at Hiles Anderson College are humble Hiles Anderson College students. We have no desire to rub Hiles Anderson College in your face or smear it upon your nose. Hiles Anderson College is a place of humility and sincere dedication. Hiles Anderson College students are typical Hiles Anderson College students. And because we love Hiles Anderson College and like Hiles Anderson College and adore and worship Hiles Anderson College, we are not, however, going to take advantage of you and mention Hiles Anderson College this morning in our discussion about Hiles Anderson colleges. But here's what we do want you to do. We want everybody in this room to decide today to go to some fundamental Christian college. Everybody. We feel, I do not know of a single young person from First Baptist Church of Hammond who's gone to a state university who's come back the same. Now, we do have some branch schools here in the area, like Purdue Extension, where young people live at home and come to the church here and take maybe some computer training or something like that at one of these. But I'm talking about folks that go away to a state university. The dormitory life is filthy and rotten and satanic. And in the classrooms, they'll teach you that evolution, and they'll laugh at the Bible and teach you permissive society and illicit sex and so forth. And so we want you today, this morning, we want you to decide this morning that you're going to go to a good old-fashioned fundamental Christian college. Now, I know what I'm talking about, kids. When I was a freshman in college, I went for 1 year to the University of Texas. And I went just to take, first semester, just to take speech and public speaking. Second semester, I took more courses than that. But about halfway through the second semester, I'll be honest with you, they taught me that this Bible was a myth. Now, folks, look, this has been 93 years ago. Or less. And they taught me in the state university this Bible is no more the Word of God than Plato, Shakespeare. They taught me that the virgin birth was silly. Now, here's the thing about it. You see, nobody likes to be considered a nincompoop. Ask Dr. Evans. He's considered a nincompoop far and wide. But nobody, especially in a place of learning, nobody likes to feel like they're ignorant or looked down on. Now listen, they taught me you couldn't be educated and believe this book. And about halfway through the second semester, I got to doubting this Bible. I told you yesterday, my mama took her Bible and held it up every night and told me the Bible is the Word of God, and I had to say it 3 times. And Mama taught me that all the time, 2, 3, 4, that's 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Notice I learned to count higher than I could yesterday. 15, and all of it. Now, I went in the paratroopers in World War II, came back, went to University of Texas for a year. And I began to doubt Mama's Bible. They taught me my mama was out of date. They taught me that the old people didn't know the newer thought, philosophies. And they taught me that my mother had not been subjected to a wider base of education. That's true, it's base education. And I got to go into class, and I started off in September carrying this book to every class. By the month of March, I was doubting this book in every class. And I decided that I was going to get on my knees and read this Bible through. You know, most people that don't believe the Bible have never read it. I was on the airplane one time, sat down beside a bum, thought he was, had big old heavy work shoes on, mud on them that got there from the flood, and had on a, he was dirty, ill-shaven. They call them hippies now. I called them bums when I was a boy. And I said, what kind of business are you in? He said, I'm a professor at Bucknell University. He said, what are you? I said, I'm a Baptist preacher. Well, he said, somebody has to do that. I said, are you a Christian? Oh, no. Oh, no. I told you, I'm a professor. And that would be a little hard. But I said, do you know if you died you'd go to heaven? He said, heaven. Heaven. And I said, the only choice if you don't go to heaven is to go to hell. Hell. That's what I wanted to say. I'm getting religious finally. Did you notice last night while we were showing the fireworks, they were playing the Notre Dame fight song? Somebody said this is the ecumenical fireworks here. So I said, you believe the Bible? Why? He said, of course not. He said, any educated person doesn't believe the Bible. And I said, thank God I'm not educated then. I said, have you ever read it? Well, of course I've read it. All the way through? Well, of course. I said, have you read the book of Jerusalem? He said, it's one of the best, my favorite books in that Bible. I said, have you read all of Hezekiah? Every word of the book of Hezekiah. I said, have you read the fifth chapter of Jude? Yes, I have. And I said, you imposter, you fake. I said, the truth is you've never read this book and you know it. And I said, you teach your students before they make up their mind, do their research and document what they say. But the truth is, somebody taught you when you were a student in school what you're cramming down the throats of your students. You never read the Bible. You know you never read the Bible. And I said, somebody taught you it wasn't so, and it became intellectually acceptable and popular to say it wasn't so, and it's a sign of your intellectualism if you said it wasn't so, but you've never read the Bible. And I said, I'll guarantee you, you do what I did when I doubted the faith, when I sat at the feet of somebody like people like you. I got on my knees, and I started in the first verse of the Bible. Jesus wept. And I read from Genesis, I read much of it every day. And I got on my knees and opened my Bible when I was in the University of Texas as a freshman. And I read this Bible through on my knees. When I got to the end of Genesis, of Revelation, and finished reading my Bible all the way through on my knees, I jumped up and waved my Bible in the air, and I said, Mama was right. And young person, I don't care who you are, if you'll read this book through, I don't mean just look at the word. I mean, read it like you read every book. Read it. When you finish it, you'll come out with one conclusion. This is not man's book. This is God's book. Read it. Read it. I remember I decided to go off to a Christian college. It was not as good a Christian college as I thought it was. I was told it was a good Christian college. I became just disenchanted with it later, but at least I thought I was doing right. My pastor suggested I go there. I remember I took off for college. I had, get this now, I don't have any money to go to college. Not to have any money to go to college. Have a heap of faith in God and some good old elbow grease and be willing to sweat and work. You can make it. I took off for college with $40. Did you hear me? $40. A wife and a black cat. We spent the $40 and ate the black cat. And I enrolled in East Texas Baptist College with nothing but a wife. And they wouldn't take her as a down payment. I had to have a job. I went up, I got a Bible, went up to the courthouse square, Harrison County Courthouse Square, downtown Marshall, just at the end of Washington Street, the main little street in Marshall. Got my Bible open to Jeremiah 33:3. Is that in the Old or New Testament? That in the Old New Testament, Brother Eddie. I wasn't asking you, Doc. I was asking Eddie. It's the way with you PhDs. You think you know everything. New Testament, Doc?
Yeah.
Okay, Jeremiah 33. That'd follow 32, wouldn't it? What would it precede? You don't know the big words, do you? Open my Bible to Jeremiah 33:3. I got on my knees on the courthouse square. And I said, dear God, I've got to have a job. I don't have any money. $40 is spent. Black cat's eaten. I've got to have a job. I looked down and I saw a certain place down the street. I said, God, I want a job there. I got off my knees, took my Bible with me, walked down to that place, walked up to the manager and said, mister, I'd like to have a job. He said, as a matter of fact, we're looking for a person. Young man, I said, I'm a college student, just enrolling, I've got to have a job. And I was crying. I had to have a job. Look, I want to tell you something. God answers prayer. And God answers prayer as much for a college student as he does for a preacher. Bible says you can come boldly to the throne of grace. And God answered my prayer. And I want to praise his name for the way he did it. I said, well, what is my job? He said, all right. He said, we have a machine here. It has a button right here on the front of it. He said, you just push the button is all you do. Just push it. He said, now, every time one of these, assembly line. And he said, as the conveyor belt brings, I forgot what they were making at the time, that part by, you push this button as each one comes, just like that, push the button, another one come, push the button, another one come, push the button. And I got a job. Boy, you talk about belief in God. All I had to do was just push the button. One day the boss came by and he said, Hiles, he said, you are one of the best workers we have here. He said, Hiles, he said, there's another belt coming by here too, right below this one. He said, could you push this button too for that belt? And you know what I caught on? Just like that. I mean, God gave me wisdom far beyond what I had personally. And so, look at there, folks. Did you ever see? It's amazing. And I was doing the work of two men. By the way, I got a raise in pay, too. One day, the boss came by. He said, "Hiles, we've never had a man here do the work of two men before." He said, "We've got a lever over here." He said, "Could you hit that lever as you come back?" And I said, "Sure." And you know what I was doing? I caught on just like it. God answered my prayer. I was doing the work of one man, and then the work of two men, and then the work of three men. And one day I was working my elbow to the bone. He came by. He said, "Hiles," he said, "that's amazing." I said, "Thank you, sir. I'm proud of the way God's helped me." He said, "Got another lever over here on this side." He said, "Could you hit that as you come back with your left arm?" I said, "Wow, I got to get through college. I've got to get through college. I've got to do it." And I said, "Would it mean more money?" "Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're doing the work of three men now." So I isn't that amazing what God can do for you? God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So keep your elbow in tune. And I was doing. One day he came by. I was working myself. He said, "Hiles," he said, "there's a stick right over here that turns the thing on and off." Said, "Could you hit it like, hit it like that as you come over?" And I said, "Well, let's just see if I can." And you know what? God gave me supernaturally. God performed a miracle. I was doing the work of five men. I mean, God answers prayer in the morning. God answers prayer at noon. God answers prayer in the evening. So keep your hip in tune. And so, one day I was there. See, started off. See, if you really want to work your way to the top, you can. But you've got to work. And I was doing the work of one man. And then God gave me the ability to do the work of two men. And then God gave me the ability to do the work of three men. Unbelievable. And then God gave me the ability to do the work of four men. And then God gave me the ability to do the work of five men. And one day the boss came by and he said, "There's a stick over here on this side too that operates some things down that way. You think you'd come over and give a hit lick with that one too?" Well, I said, "I'll try it." I was doing the work of one man, two men, and three men, and then four men, and then and then but you know what I did? I quit the place. They wanted me to put a broom on the back and sweep the place out. And I said, "I quit. God is good."